All right. Welcome to the Mega 64 podcast. You have just officially turned down for the Mega 64 podcast. Or perhaps you just turned up for the Mega 64 podcast.
I'm getting turned up.
Turned up.
I'm getting turned up.
We're about to get twerked up for the Mega 64 podcast.
Turned up. Turned out. Heels up. Turn the wheels up. Real tough.
We're all rappers today. Yep. This is official.
We're all rappers today. Got my Metal Gear Solid Anniversary
shirt on. You're like a 90s kind of rapper with the Looney Tune hip-hop gear.
I'm straight out of Looney Balooza, the shirt has.
Only 90s kids will get this
guy. You guys only get this if you're a 90s kid.
I'm a 1000s kid. You guys might get this. So I got this.
We got some guests here.
Well, I just want to get this out of the way. Yeah. Get the elephant.
You guys be quiet, please.
Get the elephant out of the room. We tried a few guests. Some didn't work. Some thought it was more important to go barefoot and whatever. And we don't tolerate sloppiness.
Spread foot disease. And we don't believe in stinky feet syndrome.
Yeah.
Sean has a big problem with stinky foot
syndrome. Are we naming names now?
No.
Okay.
Somebody has a huge problem with stinky.
But it's not going to be me.
Former special guest.
Stinky.
It's not going to be me.
Stinky cheese feet syndrome.
It's not him.
We don't know who has stinky cheese feet syndrome, but it's like fucking cheese curds coming out of this guy's foot digits.
Poutine.
It's so gross. It's like, it looks like he has more than five toes because he has these like wormy cheese things.
It looks like there's just like a Gouda coming right
out. Like a dry flake.
Exactly.
Like a crust on the bottom.
He who must not be named is always rubbing them on this shit and rubbing them on doorknobs.
Look,
and
there's
like,
probably residue. Kevin, can you get a close-up of the cheese?
Yeah, and one time I saw him like...
cheese layer.
I saw him like... He who must... I saw fucking foot Voldemort like curling his toes around the edge of a table.
Toe curl.
And then he like when he was done, it was like gook was on it. Like fucking patted it.
Yeah, I've seen
the
that.
The doorknob was the
and that
be
stuff,
all end all.
And that stuff, and I always not watching this where I'm going to say
but
is all over everything he owns because he let me borrow his 3DS once and it was like, where are the buttons?
Yeah, because I think he's always like...
That's twice. Film that.
Here's the thing.
Two times.
Here's the thing. The first time that happened, I rested my foot up there for rest and relaxation, R&R. Just now, I was doing a dramatic reenactment. Okay, so that's not like I was being...
It just decreased in value.
Lazy.
The vintage console has decreased in value.
I was using it as a prop. Props get used. Sometimes they get broken.
It's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, in case you're just now joining us, welcome to tonight's podcast, an audition for our two new co-hosts. Theme song. Yeah.
Stinky feet. Stinky feet. My brother's got stinky feet. Stinky feet. Stinky feet. My brother's got stinky feet. He takes his shoes off at the door. He throws his socks right on the floor. He rubs his toes and says they're sore. I don't think I can
read the chat.
Welcome back. We are auditioning two new hosts. I will be here forever. I just want to point out these two.
Whoa.
I
don't know about that.
Whoa.
These two are on the fence.
Well, I don't even know what my kind of position was because Sean is typically the special guest.
Right.
But he's not here. Well, unrelated.
I would say you're an associate guest.
Okay. Let me just be real. We're joking before the theme song. I'm going to be real now. I want to actually say congrats to Sean. And I'm not dancing around the name or whatever. I want to say congrats to him. Congratulations, Sean. He had... And this is actually tough for me to get out because it's... I don't know. We've been together so long.
It's emotional.
He found a much bigger opportunity. And I want to say congratulations to Sean on the future designs of the operating system at Apple. I want to say congrats to Sean for being hired and being brought onto the team. And I know Tim Cook just really liked the whole no-shoes deal. And they have a whole
Works up there.
They have a whole... There's a no-shoes approach to the new operating system, OS X. It's not going to get bogged down with, what do I wear? You know?
Yeah.
And so
to power click now, you actually need to use your two big toes... onto the touchpad.
You swipe with your little toe, but you click with the big one.
Yeah,
and then if you drop some foot Gouda onto the mouse pad, it
you get
it keeps it from going into screensaver mode.
Yeah, it changes the theme. I'm going to need everyone watching at home on Twitch, on YouTube, to pause now. Sean, when you watch this on Tuesday, get the photo of Dr. Dre after he joins the Apple team. Put your head on Dr. Dre's body, and we're going to put that up during that segment. Do that before you leave. Everyone, okay. Welcome back.
Back to action.
So welcome to the podcast, 236, something like that. Someone will figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to say thanks to our sponsor, Loot Crate. Go to lootcrate.com/mega64. Sign up using the keyword Mega64. You're going to get a great deal on getting a box of stuff every month delivered to your door, and you don't even know what. That's the fun of it. Surprise, lootcrate.com.
Everyone loves a surprise.
Also, thanks to our sponsor, sumolounge.com, the most comfortable chairs ever sold across digital space. They have a big news story this week.
Surprise.
Big news story.
Surprise.
Sumo broke new ground. What? This is not a joke. Sumo Lounge debuted their new chair this week.
Real talk.
The biggest one ever made. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. It's
they
called,
can't get larger.
It's called... We have some huge ones.
Yeah.
I think it's a Sultan. The Sultan is huge.
Gigantic.
They just debuted the Sumo Gigantor. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
It came out this week.
How dare they?
And it is... I haven't seen it in person, but multiple people lay it on it, and there's still room for another crowd.
Can you just make a bed? Wow. Can it just be a bed?
It's a whole room.
Yeah, you could just fill a whole room with one chair.
Dude. Yeah. So anyway, if you're looking for a place for your entire family and your friends to sit down, get the Gigantor. Go to sumolounge.com. Get a sumo of any size, and you're going to feel real comfortable. Yeah. Your butt's going to thank you.
That Omni's perfect for playing video games.
Yes. I agree. I do that. The Sway is good for video games, and it's got that pocket. You put a controller in there. I've shoved shit in there.
You anyway, shoved
you
shit
put shit in,
it? In
there too.
You could don't put get shit up. In that pocket.
I don't want to get up. I'm playing Mario
put
Kart.
A dookie straight.
I'll just.
Do you put the shit in with your hand, or do you like
duke and let it?
Just
or do you make like a pocket seal to your anus?
I'm an adult. I pick it up.
You pick it
I'm
up.
I'm an adult.
He's an adult. He picks it up.
We just drove past Wiener Schnitzel, and they have an advertisement for the Big Angus hot dog. But at a glance, it looks like it says
the same thing.
Looks like it says Big Anus, and then the picture is the sloppiest fucking slop dog you've ever seen in your life.
Slop dog.
So slop dog's a good way to...
Hashtag slop dog this week.
It looks like it says Big Anus. It looks like you need a big anus to handle it. Honestly, they should just consider renaming the hot dog.
Handle it.
Big
in
anus.
What way do you mean handling it? Like after digestion like it's a slop
I mean, when
dog.
You when you turd that thing out, you're going to have a big anus.
Yeah.
You might as well start with one.
Well, let me just say...
The human body is miraculous in its abilities and its elasticities.
Let me just say real quick, this is our official... pre-E3 Mega 64 podcast. Yeah. And sometimes when I get real excited with all the hype and all the excitement, it's so exciting.
Woo!
My anus will fluctuate in its size. So go ahead and do hashtag slop dog, because that's kind of what it feels like. It's coming out.
We get you some poppers
during E3. Because sometimes in past years, it's been like, hey, everybody, the PlayStation Vita. Oh! That's a slop dog.
If it puckers tighter than, you know. Yeah. We get some poppers in and fix it up.
So if you want to support us, if you want to support Mega 64, use hashtag slopdog. But also check out shop.mega64.com. We've got a ton of merchandise. It does support us directly. We do appreciate your help. We can keep the show going. Wanted to give you an update. Just this week, the long, classic, legendary retro horror shirt came back in stock. It's back on sale right now, and it's waiting for
that's
your offer.
That's one of our coolest designs.
That's back in stock. And also, we got a little discount on our anniversary shirts with our 10th anniversary artwork on it. They're only $10 right now. You can't beat
what?
That. Come on, give me a break.
One of those. Think of all the deals that are worse than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about worse deals.
Think about worse ways to spend $10.
Exactly.
There's a lot.
That's
bad
a lot.
All right, okay. Now, stop thinking about that. Buy the shirt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, on its way out of the store, our Digital Surfer shirt, which is one of our newest design, That is almost gone. We're gone in, like, most of the sizes. I don't know what's hanging on in there. You have to look. There's a couple sizes hanging on, but they'll be gone probably tonight or tomorrow, so you want to get on that.
Newest design, but the most controversial of our shirts, so we got to get it out of
this. Is it controversial?
It is.
What is?
Which
is?
Can't pick a name. Sean's unsure about it. There's been a lot of controversy surrounding the Digital Surfer, as you know.
So I've heard, get it out. I've heard it's stupid.
Really?
Yeah.
So you heard that?
To add fuel to the controversy
fire. Damn.
I didn't say that. Sean, when you're watching this on Monday, I didn't say that.
Regardless.
But I would never betray the person who did say it.
It's so coming out of the store, you'll never know. You better jump.
With us this week, Kevin's on camera. Got Eric.
Yep.
Master of ceremonies.
On the ones and twos.
And me. Just giving
and
me
that's
some...
it. You introduce yourself?
Oh, we sorry.
I should introduce you.
No, shut up.
Okay.
This guy's here.
What's up?
This is our good friend. Am I allowed to say your name?
Please don't.
Okay.
No, that's right.
Oh.
Just for this.
Our friend Casey is here. Thank you for joining us. This is Ricky.
Yeah. Nice to meet you guys.
And from Pretty Ricky.
Yeah.
So what did it feel like just...
Felt like a slop dog, to be honest.
Nice. Hell yeah. Hashtag slop dog. Get that going. Let's get it out there. And I love it. I just love it. And I love it so much. It's great.
Really, I'll try to spell my name.
3, 2, 1. E3.
I'm reeling from the comment I just read on the screen.
What?
Older Beavis and Butthead on the screen. We have a very observant and very... You know
what's funny? If you look up Beavis and Butthead on Wikipedia, which I did, there's a whole rundown of those characters, and they go into, like, character diagnostics and dynamics. Like, there's so much in-depth analysis about Beavis and Butthead. It's like, Beavis and Butthead have an interesting
relationship
where Butthead often assumes the more aggressive and domineering role, where Beavis is more subservient. And sometimes Butthead will resort to violence with beating of Beavis, yet you never see Beavis retaliate with violence, and it's just all of this stuff, and it's like,
whoa.
I mean, they're cartoons.
That's correct, but it is interesting.
Yeah, they just go deep on Beavis and Butthead.
I'd love to point out everyone who thinks this is Ronnie's Ego Raptor.
This is
Looks like him.
Do you get that a lot?
Yeah, constantly. Yeah. Either Raptor or Ego, it kind of depends.
Yeah.
Depends on the crowd.
The Ego has landed, Robin Williams.
There we go.
Ronnie is his real name.
Yeah,
I said Ricky.
Ronnie, Ricky.
Me in the goof.
Ego Raptor.
Ego
Slop
Raptor.
Dog.
Beavisverse?
Welcome to the Beavisverse.
Yeah.
Turtleverse, Beavisverse.
No,
same thing.
Not to be abrupt here, but this is the pre-E3 show. We should be talking about games and all those digital things you love and things like that. So I just wanted to talk about the biggest news story that broke. The Xbox One is officially is done.
Officially canceled.
Officially. Wait, hold on. Sorry.
Wait.
Oh, it's not. Never mind. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
I just heard that it was.
From where'd you hear that?
Russia.
Oh, you heard that story from Russia.
He went, Das Vidanya Xbox One. I just heard someone say it, and I assume.
Well,
it
E3 follow up later on. Is that it for E3 coverage?
If the Xbox is going, I guess. Oh, I guess we'll keep talking about it.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about fucking E3. It starts on Monday.
Yeah, starts on Tuesday.
Really?
Starts on Tuesday.
But you know what? There's so many keynotes on Monday.
It's practically already started.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going up tomorrow, right?
Yes. I'm going to be at the Sony event.
That's exciting.
I'm not going to E3 this year. This is the first year I haven't gone in a while. I usually go at least one day to check it out. Personally, I've always felt like E3 is a little lackluster. Once I get there, I'm always disappointed with the show floor.
Yeah.
So I'm not going this year, but I do have a very strong feeling it will be a good year at E3.
And you're going to be
bummed? No, I'm not going to be bummed. Like, I'm just preparing myself mentally. Like, this is the one year I'm not going, and they're going to announce a ton of cool shit. And I just have, like, accepted that.
Yeah.
But I've gone so much in the past. These past few years, they haven't really had anything cool to show.
Yeah,
and I'm just burnt out on it.
You know, the thing is, with E3, like, what I get out of it is, like, I'll check out a few things, but I'll meet with a lot of people that I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. It's kind of a mashup of all those things. If you're going just to play the biggest game, it's like, well, you're either waiting for 2 hours for it, or Or there's a lot of really good announcements, but it's not there on the floor, so what are we talking about? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, last year was really exciting with the PS4 and Xbox reveals and them versus each other. Hands but when you got to the show floor, it's like, well, there's the boxes. Okay. Where's Nintendo so I can just play Mario Kart? You know, it's whatever. I'm stoked on it for like a day, and then I'm good.
The last E3 that I went to that really blew my mind is when the Wii came out, and they were showing off all the motion controls because it was brand new.
Yeah, you've never seen
motion controls before, and it was like the only place you could try it out.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And it was really mind-blowing because it worked way better than anybody had expected.
Yeah.
But in the years following that, it was just kind of like, okay, everybody else rolled out their motion controls. And then, you know, they just started to ramp up towards these new consoles. Yeah. And then, like you said, it's like, well, here they are. Look forward to playing them later this year.
Yeah. you know what came close to that a couple years later? And I know it's not quite the same thing, but I actually really liked when they debuted the 3DS for the first time.
Yeah.
They had a really good library of stuff. Yeah. But it was also cool because no one had ever really seen glasses-free 3D before. And that's not quite at that level.
Yeah,
that was cool that it was just like, that's something we could check out.
How awkward it was to play the 3DS? Wasn't it like attached to like a girl's waist?
Yeah, there were booth girls walking around with them, and then they would be like, do you want to try the 3DS? Yeah. There. And then they would stay right there. And the reason why, it was tethered to their belt.
Oh. Yeah.
And the reason why, and I don't know if it was ever public, but they could not get batteries for those things working.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
They did not have that developed until the last minute. So when they wanted to show the prototypes, it was like, yeah, we can't fucking power them.
Wow.
So they had the cable that was attached to them was power. They had a... Someone who worked at that booth told me they had a hot-ass battery pack, in their bag on the side.
Wow.
And it was, and that was the only way they could power that the whole time, or have it
go. That was cool, though, because, I remember that being, like, the last big thing that I appreciated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, this last year was really... This last E3 in 2013 was super exciting announcement-wise. But, when you got there, it was just like, they're there. They're there. It's more fun to read about than I think.
Yeah, I feel like the lead-up to E3 is always there's all of this great hype. And then when you enter the show floor, it's not like Comic-Con and it's not like PAX.
No, yeah.
These are industry booths. And some of them are very big and put on this huge spectacle, but a lot of them don't. And they're just, very small and like... Hey, we're a video game company. Are you interested in a job? Do you have a portfolio? And it's more business oriented.
Yeah, if you're not there for that, exactly.
And I'm not the kind of guy who likes waiting in line for a game.
No, me neither.
Because usually, if I'm interested in the game, I'm pretty good with the stuff I choose.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy it and I'm going to play it eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need to wait 2 hours to play, Evil Within because I know I'm going to get that.
Yeah, and also I can watch somebody play a game and get the full experience as if I played it myself.
My whole routine with doing E3 is basically, are the big games there and do I know who's working on them and I can get in?
Yeah.
And
because
if not, what's around that I could just play and not worry about it?
Yeah.
And then but honestly, usually Nintendo's pretty good. Every now and then they'll have something that's really hard to get to. But for the most part, it's like, when they had the new Mario Kart last year, they had a million of them. So it's like, I just walked up and played it. Like Bayonetta 2, I didn't have to wait that long, and I wanted to check that out. But it wasn't.
You've already played Bayonetta 2?
Yeah, was that the thing last year?
Wow.
That was actually, I think, the longest I waited. But even that was like 20 minutes. What's that?
It was there? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm really hoping we get that this year, but I think we are.
Were you exclusive?
Yep. Right?
That's exciting.
Because they're footing the bill. It's so sad because they keep... We even did a video about it like over a year ago, but they keep getting the comments that are like, bring it to PS4 or bring it, whatever. But it's like, it only exists because Nintendo went...
Paid for it.
They paid it. Cool. We want a Bayonetta game.
Is Kamiya working on that?
He is not on
this
one.
He's not on that one.
He doesn't do sequels.
What is he doing?
He did Wonderful 101. That was all him.
Yeah, but what's he doing now?
What's the studio? Is that Platinum? Platinum, right?
Yeah. Platinum is awesome.
I didn't finish Wonderful 101. I really liked it.
Yeah, I'm like right at the end, and I haven't finished it. And everyone tells me it has an amazing
People
finale.
Say it's like bonkers crazy, so.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, he is himself pretty nuts, so.
Yeah.
Interesting guy. Follow him on Twitter, you fuck faces.
I think there's...
He'll tell you.
Yeah, animals.
I think there's going to be a lot of Phantom Pain stuff, so I'm excited for that. But again, but anyway, we'll see how it goes. I'm not sure if I'm going every day or one or two or what. So we'll see.
I'm in a situation where I have to save some of my vacation hours with work for Anime Expo. That's
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
quick.
Yeah. And by so the
I
way,
I don't think I'm going to E3. This is the first year I'm missing too, like in years.
Yeah. Good segue though. Actually, I wanted to say real quick. We talked about it last week. Just want to remind everybody once again. We will be at Anime Expo 4th yeah, of July yeah, weekend yeah. in Los Angeles. Are you going?
Yeah,
you
man,
going?
I'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Have you awesome. Guys ever been? Have you been to Anime Expo?
They were there last year.
This will be my sixth year.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I've okay. never been.
So you've never been? Wow.
They've seen me there. Stay home.
So Anime Expo will be there, and we'll also be at RTX same weekend. And you'll see different teams depending on where you go. We just finished up some exclusive items you'll be able to get at our booth. Ooh. One that you can only get there at Anime Expo, and one you can only get at RTX.
Rare
and they turn out great. They turn out really good.
But how will I get bold?
Be real fast.
You gotta be like Derek.
Fly
yeah,
there.
Derek's, yeah. Derek's gonna have both. Yeah. Yeah. Derek told me he's only doing it to get both prints.
That's
yeah.
why you're going
just,
for that?
That's
both exclusive items?
I want both Mega 64 prints so bad.
Yeah.
And it's the only way I can get them.
Dude.
That's it. So there's also going to be there's going to be an exclusive shirt. There's going to be exclusive all kinds of stuff, including one item we have not announced that is going to blow your mind.
Is it outside the box for us? Is
yeah.
this a new? Oh shit!
We've never offered this
reaching
kind of thing.
Yeah, new and exciting territory.
Yeah.
That's what we're
trigger doing. Warning. It's going to blow your mind.
We're all about that in Mega 64. Yeah. Be cautious. Be careful because. We do blow minds.
Beavis and Butthead confirmed Anime Expo.
Yeah, if you're susceptible to mind blows,
can you guys just
watch
say,
out
while we
watch
while
out.
They talk? Can you guys just
please don't do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Someone in the chat said, "Quick question: does RTX sucks?" And his name is James R. Stupid, so that's pretty funny. Anyway. Just going back to the game thing, just real quick. Last night, my phone blew up.
What?
All my messages blew up. We made a little joke earlier. The Last Guardian was pronounced officially canceled by
dead.
IGN.
Dead in the water.
And then,
and then
10 minutes later, they went, oh, no, not official. Sorry. We messed up.
Yeah, that was shocking. Eric came home yesterday and was like, dude, look at this article on IGN.
Yeah.
And it was posted as if... This is confirmed. This has been announced.
Yeah.
And it's been canceled.
Yeah. They said officially.
Yeah.
Officially.
How do you do that?
But yeah, as Eric pointed out earlier, if you read the article,
yeah,
it's like we heard from one person that it is.
We heard from a guy in Russia.
It was literally
look,
that.
A guy in Russia who may or may not work for IGN Russia said 100%
confirmed.
100%
confirmed.
100%.
But I wanted to say... it is still on, so I'd like to say I was right. So they said, I heard officially it's coming out any day now.
Did that prompt
tomorrow.
From my
since,
friend?
So this
it's
negative, this negative press that came out, has that prompted, you know, any positive updates from?
No, they
Sony?
Just said, oh, it's definitely not canceled. That's all they said.
Oh, okay.
But I was just gonna say, man, when. In that 10 minutes where it was canceled,
yeah.
Hey, Eric, you've got supporters you didn't even know you
yeah.
had.
Yeah.
They came out of the woodwork like scorpions to strike me down in my email. My
is that what you think scorpions do?
Yeah, they come out of the floorboards and
like,
get you.
Mythical army of scorpions.
The scorpion king.
Am I the scorpion king?
Yeah,
you
are.
You're the rock.
Sean, go ahead and do like a digital effect. Make him look like the Scorpion King. Get a shot of Eric, and now he's the Scorpion King, not the Rock. It's Eric. But anyway, so many like just venomous emails. Yes, yeah, see, Eric was right, you fucker, and things like that. It was like, whoa,
God, you son of a!
I didn't know so much was at stake.
People don't want you to enjoy this game, man.
Well, it's okay because I will in the next. I'm gonna say. Four months.
Prediction. E3 prediction.
It's going to be out in the next 4 months.
Guys, you heard it here
first.
E3 prediction.
No, you know
official.
What? I'll give it till Christmas.
Officially.
It's going to be out by Christmas.
Out by Christmas.
Heard by
a Eric, open up your calendar. Mark it.
Okay, I'm marking it right now.
Mark it down. You might as well take the day off to play it.
I think it's going to come out on PS. I think it's going to be a launch title PS5.
Ooh. I like that.
I think it's going to be a system closer on PS4. How do you feel about that?
I heard they're switching it to the Wii U.
What? Did they fund it?
Yeah, and then Bayonetta is going to PS4. That makes sense.
Confirmed all.
Confirmed. His friend, Russian, told him. He went, das vidanya, Casey.
What does Das Vidanya mean?
Goodbye.
It means goodbye. Goodbye.
That is the only Russian word I know. Period. That and borscht. Isn't borscht Russian?
It's like a cold soup.
Food?
Yeah.
Borscht. Yeah. The only Russian I know is nyet means no, and yeah. Durinsky.
I know.
What is Durinsky?
What is that?
Durinsky.
I think that means, are you Russian or do you speak Russian? Durinsky. But don't quote me on that, because yeah. I...
Don't quote him in Russian.
I don't really know what I'm talking about, so thank you.
Hey, I got... I don't know if this is something you want to promote. I got the inside scoop on our panel for RTX.
Do you?
I got inside information.
Insider...
I can confirm when and where.
Uh-oh.
Would you like me to?
Let's do it.
Cat's out the bag.
From Barbara Dunkelman herself. Your panel at RTX, 3:30, room 18, on Saturday.
Saturday of RTX. What is that, July 5th?
3:16.
I think it is.
It is.
Saturday, July 5th at 3:30 p.m. That's when your RTX panel is.
That's right.
RTX, which, by the way, let's just debut the title. RTX panel titled, Mega 64, All My Exes Are at This Panel.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's going to be Saturday, July 5th at 3:30. 3:30, you said.
3:30.
Okay. I'm glad I ain't going to RTX.
Yeah, sounds like hell.
Yeah, I got out easy.
Now, you know what?
So my ex got a job and was able to buy a ticket to Texas. Amazing. Good for her.
Now, the other panels this summer.
Yeah.
At Anime Expo.
Hey, yeah.
I don't think they've officially said the schedule yet.
Well, then we should post on the website official.
Yeah, but officially.
Officially.
Then it's going to be the first day. I don't know what time yet.
Usually is. Right.
Yeah, it will be the first day. And I think it's at 1 p.m., but we'll get back to you with the official detail.
That's
in the live programming one.
We're going to start the convention off with a bang. We're going to bring it up to a good note, and then the whole weekend's going to be a huge success for them.
The panel there is called Mega 64 Attack on Panel. There you go.
Gotcha.
Appropriate. Oh. And then. I was told not to divulge this information.
Uh-oh.
But so we're going to divulge it.
So, officially, our panel at San Diego Comic-Con...
Whoa.
Officially, it's the Friday of Comic-Con at 8 p.m. We'll get back to you on a room. No. But the title of our Comic-Con panel is... And they approved and signed off on this title... Just want to make
it
clear.
We'll see when the signs
officially. See, everyone. Hey, anyone working at Comic-Con, the joke tonight is that you say officially when it's not official. So that's why I'm saying.
Yeah.
Officially, the title of our Comic-Con panel is Mega 64 Episode 7 Panel May the 4th Be With You. 8 p.m.
Well,
on Friday night
there.
At Comic-Con.
That's good.
So that's in there.
Good. Das Vidanya. We heard it from a Russian. It's official.
It's official Das Vidanya. So go ahead and see.
Yet.
I'm just happy we don't overlap with the Aquabats playing this year.
Yeah, why that happened?
That
like
happens
2 years
every Comic Con.
I'm hoping to be at both of those. This will be my first Comic Con.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to go? Not. Why wouldn't you not want to go see an Aquabats show?
The fuck are you talking about?
Why wouldn't you not want to not go?
I don't know.
Aaron. Well, I was perhaps. What if I was bald and needed to cut my ponytail?
Could
off?
Be have to cut it. Could be a guy who's bald could wear rubber bands down.
Yeah, you put rubber bands on your ponytail, keeps the hair out of your face.
But he's bald.
When you're bald.
Garrett was trying to describe someone to us, and he kept describing him as a bald man, and then he said, yeah, and his ponytail, like he had rubber bands in it. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
You're
I got really
lying to me.
Did he have, like, the skullet?
No, I got confused. I was trying to describe
him. He kept describing, the dude in the band, he's bald. You know the bald dude in the band? And he puts, I don't know if he puts rubber bands in his ponytail or...
What the fuck, dude?
What does this guy's head look like?
I had these two characters, like, guess who style character, like, images in my head, and I just started merging them when I was trying to describe someone to Eric.
Is it me? Is it you?
I wish I could just fucking remember people's names. It'd be a lot easier.
Try it out.
Yeah.
Or, you know, hairstyles.
Sounds like
whatever.
The easiest way to go, man.
He's bald but ponytail. With ponytail. Oh.
Well, I also wanted to say an important thing about another event we're attending. I just wanted to get this out of the way.
Get it out.
July 11th, we are coming to SGC in Dallas, Texas. And this week on our YouTube channel and our website, we put up a message to Screw Attack, mm-hmm. a direct message, a direct feedback.
A call out.
Call out to those cretins. Sorry. I know you invited us, but to Screw Attack. We defeated them last year. We did a game challenge against them. We beat them fair and square, and they're a smear.
But not only that, we beat the pants off of them. We embarrassed them at their own convention. We really made them look bad, and we really made them look weak.
Yeah,
we really made them look small.
But now they continue.
Wow. You're really like you're relentless.
Well, yeah. You know, they asked for more.
Okay,
when you're on the top,
yeah. So they know what they're getting.
We asked them, have you had enough, or are you thirsty for more? And they said they're thirsty for more.
They said
so. Needless to say, here we are. They haven't learned their lesson, so we're coming back, and we're going to get them. We put up a video this week, kind of our message to them, and showing what games we're challenging them to. Derek's doing Doritos Crash Course. I'm going to be playing Parappa the Rapper, and Sean's doing Flappy Bird. And we just wanted to pick the most competitive games we could.
Yeah,
In order to screw them and attack them. And I think it's not looking good for them. This might be the last SGC. I just don't see how they could keep going if this many people die.
So well,
I mean, the number one thing is name brand recognition. Mega 64 has been Mega 64 for 11 years now.
Yeah.
You know us by that name. They've already had to change their name to, what is it, Butt Attack?
Yeah.
And then now they're going to have to change it again.
Yeah.
Who even knows? You forget about it. You change your name every year.
They will be, and no joke, cop out shit this year. No. They're going to be Buttheads with a Z. Buttheads. That's their company. And instead of that, like, jagged S, it's just going to be a butt cheek.
Boom.
And that's
for
it.
For the B.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
With like a small Z at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude.
It's farting out a Z.
Yeah.
Or the rest of the name.
You can make the font like fart.
And
turd Z.
And you put like smiley face after the Z.
Dude.
So it's like the butt on the top of the head and the face on the bottom of the head.
Yeah.
The word is
butthead.
There we go.
It is what it is.
Right there. We could come up with all kinds of logistical plans for your new website.
You're gonna have to hire your own designer to do your own Buttheads logo. We're just spitballing. If you use that,
they have to pay you.
Yeah, send me the check.
Yeah.
Check is in the mail,
so,
right?
This is like a proof of a copyright because it is being broadcast. So
it's true.
Yeah, like we own it.
It's all legal.
So we are, so we're going to be there at SGC the whole weekend, July 11th through 13th. It's going to be me, Derek, Sean, and Garrett. We're going to be at the show doing a panel. We have a regular panel, and then we're doing our podcast there, too, so hopefully you can come to both.
Cool.
But then also come to our match against Screw Attack and watch them lose. That's all I can say. They're gonna die, and it's going to be sad, but you don't be a little pussy about it.
Sometimes you got to see someone die.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes
you go to a convention to watch someone die.
Are you worried? Now they're kind of in control because they, like, rented out this hotel to have their convention at and everything. Like,
yeah, they're so egotistical. It's like, we got this whole hotel, and everybody's going to come here.
It's
going to
be all fun, all night.
Kiss the ring of, you know, King John.
Stuttering John.
Yeah.
Do you ever think they can put, ants in your bed or, like, spiders or something in the bathroom to kind of get back at you guys for all the negativity?
No, it's not that, but it's just this fucking egomaniac mentality that they have walking around being like, come to our convention.
So you're just trying to take them down a peg.
Exactly.
Yeah. You don't want to start a war.
We're really representing the people saying, you're not that great. You're just like us. Yeah. You shit just like us.
Yeah.
Now you're going to get beat up in video games.
Exactly.
That's not like us.
Yeah, unlike us. Yeah. So anyway, piss on them. Thanks for inviting us to your convention, but you will die. Anyway,
have fun dying.
Last thing I want to say about events this year, we have announced before, November 1st and 2nd is Game Days at Disneyland, California. Disneyland event this year that we go to.
Big year.
We have big heads. November 1st and 2nd. November 1st, just to make it clear for everybody, November 1st is going to be a ticketed event, like a screening kind of situation. There may be even more to it than that, but we're doing it. It's going to be a ticketed event off-site. We'll have more info on that very, very soon, and tickets will be on sale for that very, very soon. But Sunday of that weekend, we're going to Disneyland, and we wanted to tell you, the link is on our page now. If you go to mega64.com/gamedays, there's a link to buy discount Disneyland tickets for that weekend.
Yeah.
And we got word that the price actually, we still have the lower ticket price right now, but it's going to go up after June 15th. So you want to get Disneyland tickets now if you can.
Yeah, if you plan on going to Disneyland for Game Days, if you know you're going to go, get your ticket as soon as possible before the price goes up.
Yeah.
They're holding it.
You guys have some insider information?
Yeah, well, the price, I think you guys said this once before, the price just went up for annual passes and like, any regular ticket.
Yeah.
And I think you were saying that they held it at, like, before the price increase.
Yeah.
You guys, for, like, a limited time. So buy a ticket now. Because it's going to get more expensive.
Yeah, we basically, it'll our link will always be the cheapest place to get a ticket, but it's extra cheap right now.
Yeah.
So you want to get on that as soon as you can. And we hope to see you there, November 1st and 2nd, game days. We'll talk more about the other event this week, or in the coming weeks, I
should say. You should come to game days, and if you're going to go to Disneyland just any other old time, you should still buy the ticket through our website and get that cheap price. That's just basic economics.
Anyway.
It's basic Freakonomics.
Basic Thugonomics. Anyway, so thank you for that. All those events. We'll hope you see at one of them. Let's just go back to games. I heard the Xbox was canceled. I already said that. It wasn't official. Sorry. I made a mistake. Have you been playing anything lately?
I've been playing a little Mario Kart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Did you end up getting it? Or no?
Still loving it. I'm loving it.
But what just came out this week was Tomodachi Life.
Yep.
I've been playing that.
Big title.
Wait, I'm sorry. Were you playing that? You were playing that.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I got mine with me.
Did you get it too?
I've been playing a little bit of his.
Okay.
I'm trying to decide if I want to buy it or
not. Okay. Yeah. I haven't played it like tons and tons and tons. But I have a little bit since it came out. And I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And I was describing earlier, it. I normally don't like stuff like this, sim kind of things.
Animal
like this.
Animal Crossing type.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not into that, but this one isn't super, it's not really penalizing. It doesn't feel like work. You don't have a committed job to your game. It's just kind of like you fill this apartment with your friends and whoever, and you can do weird shit. You check in on them. Oh, Rocco's hungry. Well, I'll give him some food. But it's not... You don't get scolded for, like, you know, I check in and it's like, oh, you know, Garrett can't sleep. He wants to sing karaoke. Do you want to do that? No.
Oh, man.
You're not going to die if you don't do that. You know, it's just kind of like you keep playing to get more weird, fun stuff to do. Yeah. As opposed to, oh, you got to take care of this. Oh, you didn't. It's not as much that. It's more just kind of, you know.
I feel like
weird stuff.
If I took like a 6-month break, I'm not going to come back, and all the residents in my building aren't going to be like, you were gone. Where you been, man?
I miss you.
Like all the weeds. What are you going to? How are you going to handle this?
Yeah,
you
know? They fixed that weed problem with the latest Animal Crossing, but
they make a mini game, right?
Well, no. There's a like ordinance you can set on your town, so it doesn't like. You know, if you don't play that often,
you pass the law, so weeds don't grow.
Yeah, basically.
That's cool. Like, I didn't pass that ordinance.
But the characters still are like always upset. Like, where the fuck have you been?
They're really shitty about it.
You feel horrible. You're my mayor. You are not taking care of the city. I haven't seen you in months. I forget what you look like. They're always pissed off.
Yeah,
it is. They shame you, and I'm against that. So I should. Not I think try Tomodachi Life.
You should. Tomodachi is Japanese for no shame.
No shame.
Okay. No shame life.
Official.
No shameless life. No shame.
But anyway, so I thought it's been, if the game wasn't super quirky and Japanese like it is, I wouldn't like it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't care.
That's the appeal, right?
But that's what's great about it, is it's so that it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
The conversation with the characters have are just bonkers and ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. So I really liked it. So I've really enjoyed that. There's a rumor, I don't have like a console game I'm playing right now other than Mario Kart, but almost unlocked everything. Yeah, and
you
so
got the Mii?
Yeah,
I got all the characters. I'm dying to get the Mii unlocked, but no luck.
Well, what's great? I wanted to tell everybody, people at home who might not know this. Everybody with a Wii U just got a notification this week from Reggie Fizamek, telling everybody that about E3 coming up and stuff like that. In case you want to play as Fizamek in Mario Kart or any other Wii U game, or you could use a Mii. Go to the Mii Plaza when you turn on your system, and Fizamek is walking around in there. From our video, Fizamek is there, and you could save him and use him in Mario Kart, which is really cool.
Yeah.
That blew my mind when I heard that. I didn't know that was going to happen, and so people were messaging me like, hey, I'm racing as him.
And you have him in Tomodachi Life, right?
Like, he's one of because they sent him, everybody's 3DS got Fizamek too. So, cool. He's in my Tomodachi Life. My apartment right now in Tomodachi Life has him, Jacob from Lost, Garrett, and one other person. I don't know.
Jacob from Lost, man. Does he...
Best combo.
Wow.
But it's cool because they ask you all these questions about the personality and how they act, and so I have them very... it's very appropriate. You're always kind of up doing weird stuff.
Yeah.
And Jacob is very, like, slow and just kind of, you know.
Methodical.
So, yeah, and it's Jacob. Like, well, that's perfect. And then.
He's a thinker.
And then I'm, like, super athletic and active, like, real life.
Yeah, just, you know.
Yeah.
It's a video game.
It's
yeah, it's life. Like wish fulfillment, yeah. Like fantasy, like wildest fantasies.
No.
That's why I always play as a female.
I consider it more like a mirror.
Yeah, it's true. More like wish fulfillment. Like you wish you were this thing, but
I like my avatar to be female. I prefer.
Yeah, it's like wish fulfillment. Yeah, you know? Like I really wish. I
consider
was something
it
else.
Like more like a mirror. My
wish. Like a mirror. Like you want a 1-to-1 replication.
That it is. That that's what I see.
That's next gen shit. That's
yeah. I think that in and 40S. Of itself is wish fulfillment. You know, yeah. You want it to be a mirror, but it's really not.
I think that it is like a mirror, or well, maybe even to my past self. Not my future.
Like a look into...
Okay, okay. You know what? I think that's just straight up what it is. It is what it is at that point.
It
is
what dude, it is. If it quacks like a duck and it is a duck, then it is a duck, and that's what it boils down to.
Woo, baby.
But anyway, you been playing anything?
No, actually, I...
other than Mario Kart with us, but we talked about that.
Yeah. I played Mario Kart with you guys. I haven't bought Mario Kart, but I wanted to rent it, and... Where do you rent a video
oh,
game
yeah.
in today's day and age?
Redbox.
Redbox, right? Redbox doesn't have Wii U games.
They have the one in the barns by my apartment has a tab for them, and it's always empty.
Yeah. I went to like two or three different Redboxes, and they, none of them carried Wii U stuff.
Jeez.
So I ended up...
Gamefly?
Yeah, maybe Gamefly. Jeez. I thought, like, I still have a Blockbuster card in my wallet. But
oh, God, where are you going to find one?
I don't know if Blockbuster is officially, like,
what they
dead,
did.
Dead, dead, dead. They're any, gone.
There's none in San Diego.
This, at the end, was the last movie ever rented at a Blockbuster.
Oh, shit.
No, yeah. Okay, what they did was they shut down, like, the corporation, and they let any stores that wanted to stay on as, like, its own independent
yeah.
unit,
yeah.
and still use all the Blockbuster, like, branding they could,
okay.
and, like, all five of them are in Texas.
Nice.
So that's, like, it. Yeah.
So I played Mario Kart on the Wii U. I mean, I'm sorry, the Wii version. I played it on my Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
What was that, Mario Kart 6?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because the 3DS
was just called Mario Kart, like, Wii, though.
Yeah, it's just called Mario Kart.
But it is a sixth one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great game, but, I mean, it's old. And then I played a little Civilization, but I've been busy with some other stuff this week.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself doing that often, where a new game comes out in a franchise, and you'll go back and play the old one?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want to buy the new one.
Yeah, I'll do that sometimes,
too. Yeah, I have all the excitement.
And they're all the fucking same anyways.
Yeah.
Basically, the new Mario Kart is really good.
It is.
But all Mario Karts are really good.
Mm-hmm.
The game that I've been wanting to replay really badly for months has been The Last of Us. But I'm hearing something leaked out. It's a rumor. They don't know if it's true. They've been real coy about. They said that The Last of Us remastered, like a PS4 version
what?
Of it, is coming out this summer.
Yeah,
they said that they've remastered the same game for, you know,
jeez.
For PS4, and then an ad got put out listing it as coming out the 13th, and then it immediately got pulled. And
so is that a Russian?
I have a sneaking suspicion that's going to be like a surprise during E3. If there be, we're in June now, and if it's coming out in the summer, we don't know when yet.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think they're saving that, and I think it's going to be a surprise. I hope that it's. That might be wish fulfillment,
dude.
Because I want it to be out because I want to replay it. But at this point, if that version's already, I'll wait for that.
You know? What if you get a free copy by attending the Sony keynote tomorrow?
Hey, we'll see,
dude.
We'll see.
Keep
you're
fingers
gonna be
crossed. I am gonna be jealous.
I'm gonna rub it in your face. I'm gonna drive back to San Diego just to
don't
go.
Don't run it. No,
I got
smear
a little
it,
into that game.
What?
I got a little bit. I started playing The Last of Us, and it wasn't that I didn't like it. I was playing other things, and it just wasn't.
Right.
I just fuck you. I just never kept playing.
Yeah.
What happened to me?
I beat it because we were 3 days away from going to SGC, and I thought to myself, I don't want this fucking spoiled. We're going to be there all weekend long. I'm just going to beat this now, and I like gave up sleep and just. Pounded through that game, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it, and I just thought it was incredible. And then I got to SGC, and everyone was, oh, don't spoil it for me. I haven't beaten it. No one there had beaten it in time. And I thought, yeah, I'm probably the only person that just fucking stayed up until it was beaten.
Yeah.
Like,
ridiculous with it.
Like, I thought there would have been a lot more. But anyway, so that's why I beat it pretty
quickly. Rocco brought no clothes because he did not have time to pack. He had one
outfit. I said, sorry, everyone. I stink like hell, but I did beat The Last of Us. So don't worry, I'm still cool.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
It's gamer's life.
Flesh as hour. Cool as ever.
All the girls yeah. want the guy who knows how the newest video game ends.
Yeah.
That is true. That is true.
And they smell like it.
Yes.
That's the way you know. Yeah. You got to smell out the true gamer.
Yep.
And we can smell our own. Trust me. I know who here is a traitor. I know.
You can tell by the stench of our loins.
Yeah, that's right, Kevin.
Our loins are pretty stanky because it is hot in the studio.
He's behind the camera sweating like bullets.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
He knows.
He's smiling.
He knows we're on to him.
Look at his little smirk.
His little smirk. Shit-eating grin.
I can see your shit-eating grin. I can see the sweat
eating grin.
Building up right now.
Fuck you, Kevin.
And I ain't talking Keith sweat. I know you're a fan. I know you're a fan of him.
Fucking idiot.
Hey. Fuck you. Film your face.
Yeah, get in front of the camera.
Film your face.
Yeah, film that face. Yeah. I
fucking dare you. Try it.
I fucking dare you. He fucking
put your face on camera.
Yeah, just try it.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Just give it a try.
Don't know how. What a cop out.
Try it.
Hey, give it a try. Give it a whirl.
He doesn't know how, he says.
There's a name.
He can figure it out.
What a line of
bullshit. Nah, he's a smart guy. He can figure it out.
Right? He's smart.
There's
not like me.
There's a new there's a new security or surveillance cameraman video.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. In every video,
I don't like that guy's too. It's too mean.
In every video, but he's just outside filming.
I know, but it's
that's what I like about it because a lot of times it does come off like that. But I love stuff that walks that line of like, is that morally okay?
Yeah.
But it is.
I could get caught where I think it's funny and I start joking around with him and then move on and go about my day. Or he could catch me if I'm like dealing with some shit and I'm all fucking upset anyway. And then there's nothing that's gonna piss me off more than that.
That guy antagonizing you.
Yeah.
But I'm smart enough to hide it. So, it sucks.
Well, one thing that makes me laugh is that in every single one, and it continues in this one, he always goes to some like business. Japanese market where they're playing board games in the top room. There's a stairway in the store where the owners are always sitting up there playing games. Some board game.
Oh, he goes in the same room?
He went again. and he doesn't do anything. He doesn't mess with them.
Didn't they chase him with a knife last time?
Oh, yeah. All he does is walk up with the camera. He doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
And they're just like, you can hear them yelling like, again! And they get mad. I mean, he does it every time. It's like a tradition in his videos.
They chase him with like a cleaver last time.
Yeah, they were pretty pissed. I don't know if it was a cleaver. I thought it was like a bat or something, but I could be wrong. But anyway, this time he films, there's a girl who is very much on drugs and freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
And she's walking down the street, and he's just there, and she just walks up to him. I'm going here, and I have $2.5 million. I can give it to everybody, or I can give it to just 8 people, and then the 8 people can split it, and then those people can... she goes for like 11 minutes, and he just goes and goes, and then she finally stops talking, and he goes, "You seem confused."
I want to see this.
And then she starts all over again and walks off. Yeah. Anyway, it was good.
My nephew Dylan just got kicked out of McDonald's. A lot of crazies.
Yeah. McDonald's is like that. Have you been to McDonald's?
They're crazy.
I don't eat there. I'm non-GMO now.
Are you non-GMO?
Yeah, I'm not. I've moved into a non-GMO lifestyle.
Nice.
It's like a cyber food only.
Only cyber food?
What does that mean?
It's like circuit boards, chips
and
stuff.
Digital
fries.
Green,
there.
Digital green
Gigabyte
drinks.
Burgers?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Your body just it processes it easier.
Yeah.
It's better on your system.
Yeah. Anyway, everybody.
I'm doing a non-global warming lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I don't warm up the world. The world doesn't warm me up. I am not involved
it's
in
like
that.
It's like a neutral existence.
You can debate it. I'm not involved.
Dude.
Love it.
I respect your lifestyle.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
We haven't gotten to read emails in a long time on this podcast, so I thought we would take a chance.
Okay.
Take a chance on emails.
If you need a laugh, just read a mail. Rocco B. 64UC. That's the email name. Send a message our way. Take a chance on email with we.
It's hard to say take a chance over and over again. I get all marble mouthed.
Oh, damn.
I know. Marble mouth?
Yeah. Marble mouth.
I know a guy who died from that.
No shit? Did he swallow marble?
He swallowed
marble. My mom always said, don't play with marble. Don't put marbles
that
in
that song will always remind me of the Humane Society viral video.
Oh, yeah!
They made a music video set to that song, but couldn't get the rights. So the so the video is silent, and they tell you at the beginning, go ahead and load up the video on your own and hit play.
Oh, come on.
That was terrible. And it's all the people that worked in whatever building they filmed that in. That was bad.
Okay. We got an email from Nathan M. He says, hey, Mega64, I recently graduated from college this month, and I am currently in the process of looking for a job. I've only ever held one job in my life. I was wondering if you had any advice for job hunting. Thanks.
Oh, man.
Make
I would not
resume.
Hire somebody who's only had one job. That sucks.
You got a problem.
You know what? That always was a hard thing. Like, whenever you apply for a job that you, like, in a field you've never worked for, they always want job experience. Yeah. Well, how do you get job experience in that field if every job wants you to have experience? There's always that point of entry that
you need
difficult.
To do the work for free.
Yeah. You do. Internships.
Or you have to know a guy who gets you in.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of how the world works is knowing a guy.
That's, you're right.
And none of it has to do with completing college. So that guy totally messed up.
That's my advice to our email is find someone who knows someone else to get you hooked up. Mm-hmm.
Know a guy who
even if it's a shitty job you don't want, and then just have that job, and you're like, look, I have experience.
And then you find another guy.
Or just do the job you want, but don't take any pay for it, and then get really good, and people will pay.
Exactly. Or eat all you want, but please, take all you want, but please eat all you take.
Be prompt, be professional, have a nice resume.
Marble mouth's going around. That marble mouth.
Marble Madness.
That's a game I want to see on Wii U.
Why has that not been re-released?
I don't know.
Let's get it.
New Wii U Marble Madness. I could do shit with the screen down in front of me. What do we... What, come on.
Come on, guys.
Who is that?
Come on, Nintendo.
Is that NEC? Who
makes Natsume. All right. Here's an email from Alice. She said... The subject is, how to get a boyfriend? The email is...
I don't know.
The email says, what impresses guys... Is there a female version of the Cool Ranch trick, or does it apply for both genders?
What's the Cool Ranch
trick? How would you yourselves like to be approached? Advice would be appreciated. Alice.
I like when a girl
Is a girl version of the Cool Ranch trick. And you're in luck, because it's way easier to accomplish.
You're going
to
share it?
Than the male version. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Here we go.
You guys can confirm or deny if this works. All right. If you are a girl and you need a boyfriend, quick, run out to 7-Eleven, buy a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. Mm-hmm. Find the man of your dreams. I don't care if it's Brad Pitt. I don't care if it's Bradley Cooper. I don't care if it's...
Brad Davis, our friend.
Brad Davis. From Korn, I don't care who it is. Open up the bag, walk up. Cool Ranch Doritos. Want one? Every guy on earth will take that Dorito. We'll take that Dorito, and then as soon as he bites into it, you go, what are you doing for the rest of the night? Boyfriend!
Is that how you get the chip dust?
Done deal.
The deal is done.
Done deal.
Confirm. You can just say hi.
Kevin says you could just say hi. That might be giving mixed signals to the guy. He doesn't know if you're saying hi,
You trying to get friend zoned, Kevin?
He doesn't know if this is like you need a new boyfriend situation.
But if
you give me a Cool Ranch Dorito and ask me what I'm doing for the rest of the night, I know what's up.
Yeah, I know you're cool.
You're going to get cool at the ranch. Cool.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know how I know that'll work? I don't even like Cool Ranch Doritos, but if a girl comes up to me, offers me one, and says, what are you doing the rest of the night? I'm hanging out with her.
You're fucking taking it.
Exactly. Exactly.
You got to have a plan, though.
So much easier than the male version. There's no pinning anybody or pushing them over or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, key thing, though. They got to make sure they actually have an open schedule that night.
No, that's the thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they'll just drop it.
Drop them.
Hey, most likely, if they're busy, they'll just take you along to wherever they're going.
Oh, that'd be kind of fun. Yeah. You get to peer into their life for a night.
Exactly.
So, Kevin, do you feel stupid now or what? I knew you were a traitor.
Well, for Kevin, you just got to go say hello, and he'll pounce on you.
That's it. Well, no, they'll pounce on them. Well,
Kevin has
He says hello, and that's
goddamn
it.
Goddamn handsome.
Yeah. And... something else too.
Okay, somebody in the chat said unless she's Rosie O'Donnell. If Rosie O'Donnell came up and offered you a Cool Ranch Dorito and said, what are you doing for the rest of the night?
I'd go.
You're fucking hanging out with Rosie O'Donnell.
How many chances
Canadian? Yeah,
come on. Yeah,
how else am I supposed to get on Last Comic Standing if I don't go out to fucking chips and salsa?
Rosie O'Donnell is offering me Doritos. We're hanging out.
She is going to watch that movie with you that where she was a handicapped woman, and she's going to do commentary. It's going to be hot.
Yeah, there's going to be Doritos.
Hot commentary.
Yeah.
Hot.
She's going to be like, here's the part where I missed the bus.
Did she...
Is that your Rosie O'Donnell?
She talks like that in the film.
Now,
she
goes on cruises now.
Here's the thing, girls. You could still fuck this up if you get nacho cheese here. So help me God, you will die alone.
Yep.
I'm telling you now.
What's the joke? You will.
Do not get nacho cheesier.
I don't use offensive terms against women. I just don't use it. But I would almost want to utter something like that if she got nacho cheese and offered me one.
You would like whisper. Yeah.
I would be like, hey. I would go like,
think it very hard.
Patch.
No,
I would say that.
No,
God,
I. You know
so
what
much
I would say?
So much worse.
I would say if she offended me that bad, I'd just look at her and I'd go friend zone, because that's the most offensive, most repulsive thing I've ever fucking heard. And so help me, Kevin, if you say that one more time, I will have security. Hold on. You said that about me. You said I was in the friend zone. What
the
is that?
The jackass, the fucking jackass who made his Rosie O'Donnell comment is now saying Sarah Jessica Parker.
World famous actress
Sarah Jessica Parker. She's got millions of dollars in her bank account. She's offering you. Buzz McFly, Cool Ranch Doritos, and you're not going to hang out with her?
For the Doritos alone.
Oh, my God.
Maybe you don't like her face, but I think...
She's offering you... Now, if she's offering you nacho cheese here, we know the story. Yeah. But Cool Ranch, bro?
Come on, man.
Come on.
All I'm saying is, Sarah Jessica, she ain't just offering the city.
She's offering you Cool Ranch Doritos, bro.
Yeah, and that.
Yes.
So, anyway... There you go, Alice. Hopefully that answered your question. You got a little... Alice, I want you to email us and let us know how that goes and let us know who you're with, because you will be with someone next time you email us.
If she follows...
If she doesn't screw it up.
I would love to see... I would love to see a female execute the female Cool Ranch Doritos
trick. Is even easier than the male
version. It's so much easier. It would go so swimmingly well for them. It'd be too... It's almost too easy.
It should almost be... It should almost be illegal.
Because,
yeah, you are helpless against that kind of an attack.
Yeah, the
and
Cool
I
Ranch.
View it as an attack, ladies. When I get hit on, I view it as an attack.
What if they did it with Sun Chips?
Are you fucking
That might work on a guy like Sean.
Which is why he's not here.
He got Sun Chipped.
All I'm saying is nacho cheese here is not going to cut it. Sun Chips, you might get that weird Erica Badu dude. You know, whatever... Yeah. He's into that holistic shit.
Yep.
Cool Ranch Dorito works every time.
It's unanimous across the board. Enjoy it.
100% enjoy
it. Sorry.
I love Cool Ranch. Have you guys tried the new Doritos Locos chip?
No.
Like, so they made the taco, right? And then they made a chip that's flavored like the taco,
What are we doing?
Where are we?
Now I need a Doritos Locos taco.
Yeah.
Who's fucking this up? This is getting... Multiverse level shit.
Turtleverse?
This is Turtleverse level. We got an email from George. This is an important email.
Okay.
Everyone, please. George C. Hi. I just thought I'd share a comment that I saw on the new Hercules trailer. It was a new Hercules movie. Yeah,
with the Rock.
This is a straight copy-paste. No bullshit.
Okay.
None.
And what he's asking us with this email is, what does the comment mean?
Oh, okay. So we're trying to decipher
the
gibberish. Yeah,
a little translation job.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Here it is. Probably better than Gaykiles, starring Kellan Lutz. ... Definitely better than that toilet. ... And Pussy Games.
Well, I know Pussy Games is a reference to Hunger Games.
I didn't even think of that.
Okay.
Pussy Games.
Okay.
How old is this kid?
I've deciphered that one quickly.
Who's Kellan Lutz? Is that someone in his...
I don't know.
Is that Kevin Sorbo?
I think that's just some kid in his, like, homeroom class.
He's saying he thinks
Kellan Lutz sucks.
He's saying he thinks this person is from Twilight.
Kellan Lutz was in Twilight?
In Twilight?
Kellan Lutz is an actor and model.
Oh, it's
and he was in Twilight.
And
all the girls in his school.
And he's in a movie. And he's in a new movie called Legend of Hercules.
He's in a different Hercules movie.
Oh, okay.
When did that come out?
this year, apparently.
Great.
Bought a Herc.
So he's saying it's better than that one with Kellen Lutz. And he called it, insultingly, he called it Gay-Cules.
And then he compared it to a movie he doesn't like, The Hunger Games, which he referred to as the Pussy Game.
And he said definitely better than Toilet, which is Twilight.
Oh!
We did it.
He spends a lot more time on the movies.
Yeah. That is smart.
We got it. That was a good email.
Bunch of geniuses on this set.
We're like the wind talkers.
And finally, a guy named Matt R. emailed me. He's emailed me about four times in the past minute. Do you like Britney Spears? Over and over and over again. Matt, thank you. We got it. All right.
We got it.
We'll leave that ambiguous. All right. Everybody, thank you for watching the podcast this week. Again, shop.mega64.com. Support us. Get some merchandise. The Digital Surfer shirt is almost gone if it's not gone already. And also, the Retro Horror shirt is back. We got all kinds of stuff. Support us. Get something there. Also, thank you again, sumolounge.com, for sponsoring us. Best chairs ever. And lootcrate.com/mega64. Go ahead and get a box. And that way, every month, you can go, what's in the box?
Just like 7.
Just like Final Fantasy 7. All right. Thank you, everybody, for watching.
It was Genova.
And let's do... Geneva, we're going to do final words. Casey, final thoughts.
You can wrap it up.
Close up on him.
I don't have anything. Oh. That's not going to cut it.
You have him do it.
Tell him.
Slop dog for life.
Sean, do a hashtag slop dog and animate a slop dog.
An animated hashtag of the slop dog, or a dog itself that's animated, like with slop on it?
Just like animation, hand-drawn.
Oh, Ghibli.
What's this?